Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, the 19th of October, and this is Morning Ireland with Richard Crowley and David Hanley. The news headlines. Workers at the Liebert Company in Cork are expected to vote this morning in favour of proposals for saving the plant, even though some jobs could still be lost. Local doctors are to meet the management of the Drogheda Hospital at the centre of sex abuse allegations. And the government has won a Doyle vote endorsing the ministerial role of Michael Lowry. Now the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
Members of the SIPTU trade union at the Liebert computer factory in Cork will vote this morning on revised settlement proposals aimed at saving the plant. The vote follows talks between management and union representatives. Our southern correspondent, Tom McSweeney.
After several hours of talks last evening, revised proposals were agreed to be put before 80 SIPTU members at 9:30 this morning in a last attempt to save the Liebert plant, which has 132 staff altogether, 52 being non-union. Last Sunday night, the union members rejected a management survival plan, which led to an immediate decision by the American owners to close the factory, and protective notice to the workers was issued on Monday. However, union officials felt that not much separated the two sides and sought Labour Court intervention, which resulted in management agreeing to meet again yesterday. At issue were matters including a two-year pay freeze, overtime and sick pay, and other items. Last night, progress had been made on some of those issues, though not all, but enough for this morning's meeting, and some optimism that the closure can be averted. 20 redundancies amongst the staff of 132 seem likely. Tom McSweeney, RTE News, Cork.
Doctors in County Louth, who say they've been concerned about referrals of patients to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, are to meet the hospital's management later today. The meeting follows an investigation of claims of sexual abuse made against a hospital consultant who has now retired. Walt Kilroy reports.
The meeting with local doctors concerns cases of alleged abuse by a consultant whose retirement was announced earlier this week. It's understood that they're concerned about lack of information about the case from the hospital. The complaints involve up to 10 individuals alleging abuse while they were teenage boys, in some cases up to 20 years ago. A Garda investigation is underway. Last night it emerged that the Eastern Health Board told the hospital to reinvestigate the allegations. The consultant had taken voluntary leave when the hospital started its investigation earlier this year. He was allowed to return to work recently when the hospital said it was satisfied and would not continue with its complaints procedure. However, the health board told the hospital to reinvestigate the complaints in a full and complete manner.
In the Doyle last night, the government won a vote arising out of the controversy over Mr. Michael Lowry's claims that he was put under surveillance and that a cosy cartel was operating in the semi-state sector. By 70 votes to 59, the House endorsed Mr. Lowry's role as Minister for Transport, Energy and Communications in implementing government strategies for the state companies. Cathy Herbert reports.
In last night's often bitter debate, the government showed a united front, with the leaders of Labour and Democratic Left both expressing strong support for Mr. Lowry. Mr. Spring said when it was all boiled down, the political charge against the minister was no more than that he, or people acting on his behalf, may have overstated his case. The Social Welfare Minister, Pontius de Rossa, said he believed Michael Lowry had acted reasonably at all times on the basis of the information available to him. But from the Fianna Fáil benches came further charges against Mr. Lowry. Seamus Brennan accused him of having misled the House on 9 key facts. And Liam Lawler contested Mr. Lowry's claim that he had never named anyone as being responsible for putting him under surveillance. Mr. Lowry said the minister had in fact named 3 businessmen to him on the 31st of July last. He also said the minister had asked if anybody could call off O'Callaghan, O'Leary and Kelly. Winding up the debate for the Progressive Democrats, Bobby Malloy challenged the minister to deny that his department had approved the Horgan's Quay sale as early as last January.
A French official has described as grotesque a statement by the Bosnian Serb leader Dr. Radovan Karadzic that 2 French pilots shot down in Bosnia were later kidnapped from a hospital. The men were taking part in a NATO raid on Serb positions when they were shot down 2 months ago. Dr. Karadzic said the pilots must have been seized either by Bosnian Muslims or by some group seeking a ransom. He didn't say where or when the kidnapping took place. There have been reports that at the time the pilots were captured, there was a struggle for custody of them between supporters of Dr. Karadzic and those of his military chief, General Ratko Mladic. The NATO Secretary General, Mr. Willy Klass, is due before the Belgian Parliament today to make a final plea against being prosecuted on corruption charges. Mr. Klass is alleged to have been involved in a bribery scandal while he was a Belgian government minister in the 1980s. If Parliament lifts his immunity from prosecution, he could be sent for trial. If he's charged, Mr. Klass is expected to resign his NATO position immediately. The Russian president, Mr. Yeltsin, has said the military conflict in Chechnya could have been avoided. In a television interview, Mr. Yeltsin said it was possible to agree with criticism from the West that Russia could have avoided using force against separatists in the republic. Tension in Chechnya is said to be increasing. The separatists say 3 people were killed and 8 were wounded when Russian helicopters attacked villages in the south of the region. A military agreement reached earlier this year has been suspended since the Russian military commander in the area was wounded in a bomb attack 2 weeks ago. Syria has agreed to grant entry to about 500 Palestinians stranded on a ship off the coast of Cyprus. They're among thousands of Palestinians who've recently been expelled from Libya. Syria had earlier refused the refugees permission to land, but officials now say those with Syrian travel documents will be allowed in. It's not clear what will happen to 150 other Palestinians on the ship. There was no winner of the midweek lotto jackpot, which was worth £500,000. The numbers drawn were 10, 11, 23, 27, 30 and 37. The bonus number was 13. And the weather forecast, patches of rain and drizzle in parts of the north and northwest, especially near coasts. Mainly dry elsewhere with some bright or sunny spells developing at times and fresh southwesterly winds. Highest temperatures 15 to 17 degrees. That's the news and weather. The time is almost 7 minutes past.